Lucy and the Big Bad Wolf, written by Anne Youngman and read by Jane Asher.
Chapter 1 2:15. One fine sunny morning, Lucy Jones was walking through the woods, singing happily to herself. She was wearing her new red anorak and carrying a bright red bag to match. As she walked along the familiar path, she stopped now and again to pick some wild flowers for her granny. After a while, Lucy became aware that there was a constant rustling in the undergrowth alongside the path.
"Must be a rabbit or a squirrel," she said to herself, and she stopped to pick some flowers.
"Wrong, wrong, wrong," came a voice from the undergrowth. "Not a rabbit or a squirrel, but a wolf."
At that moment, a large grey wolf leapt from behind a tree and blocked Lucy's way.
"Don't you recognise me, my dear?" asked the wolf.
"Can't say that I do,"
said Lucy, putting the flowers in one hand and picking up her bag with the other.
"But you must," exclaimed the wolf.
"Well, I don't," Lucy replied, "and that's that."
The wolf ran along beside her.
"I'm your destiny," he explained. "Your fate. You're Red Riding Hood, and I'm the wolf. Now do you see?"
"Not really," said Lucy. "You see, I'm not Red Riding Hood. I'm Lucy Jones, wearing my red anorak."
"Not Red Riding Hood?"
said the wolf indignantly.
"Next you'll be telling me that you're not going to visit your granny."
"No," said Lucy. "I am going to visit my granny."
"That's more like it," said the wolf, sounding encouraged. "You're going to visit your granny, and you're taking her a nice, juicy, delicious lunch in that bag, right?"
"Wrong," said Lucy. "I'm going to stay with my granny and granddad for 6 weeks, because it's the summer holidays and I'm off school."
"What's a granddad?" asked the wolf in a worried tone.
"A granddad," replied Lucy, "is a man who is married to a granny."
"Oh,"
said the wolf, looking confused.
I never heard of a granddad before. Still, never mind. Let me see the lovely lunch you've got in your bag."
"There's nothing in this bag but a few clothes," Lucy told him.
"Now stop shilly-shallying, young lady," cried the wolf. "Accept your fate with dignity. Show me the old lady's lunch without more ado."
"Oh, all right," sighed Lucy. "I'll show you, but only because you're holding me up and I've got a bus to catch."
She opened the bag and emptied the contents out onto the grass.
"A hairbrush, 6 pairs of knickers, some t-shirts, a pair of jeans, a toothbrush, a dress, and a book,"
the wolf exclaimed in dismay.
"And where, I'd like to know, is your poor old granny's lunch, you cold and heartless girl?"
"My granny can get her own lunch," replied Lucy, cramming her things back into the bag. "Now go away, I've got a bus to catch."
"I won't go away,"
said the wolf, as Lucy started walking again.
"What's the matter? Don't you know the story? First I follow you to your granny's house, then I eat her up, and then I eat you up as well, and the lovely lunch you're taking to the old lady. I'll eat you up in one gulp, little girl, just you wait and see."
"Look," said Lucy crossly, "be reasonable. You've made a mistake. I'm off to see my granny in London."
"London?" repeated the wolf. "What's London? Never heard of it."
"London is a very big city. My granny lives there, and I'm going to catch a bus to the station and then take a train to London."
"Bus?" said the wolf in a puzzled tone. "Train? What do you mean? You're making all this up to confuse and bamboozle me, aren't you? Now come on, little Red Riding Hood, admit it. You're trying to escape your fate. Come on, my dear, give in. Accept the fact that you're going to be eaten by me, and you'll feel easier about it."